This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
Power Talk with Eldrin Sampier. Weekdays 9 a.m. to noon on Power 98.7.
And it's time for our FNB Money Management feature. This FNB Money Management feature is brought to you by FNB, a division of First Rand Bank Limited, an authorized financial services and credit provider. So today we're in conversation with Hamil Barbu, who's the Chief Executive Officer of Cash Investment Retail at FNB. And remember that we've had him on the show before. And the conversation we're having today is, you know, there was a celebration around the interest rates being reduced 2.75% since January. So the Reserve Bank has reduced the interest rate by 2.75% since the start of the year. And while that is great news for people who are indebted, for people who are saving their money and who have savings, they have been dealt a blow. And Imal actually penned a piece looking into how this has affected senior citizens, 55-year-olds and older, and how that impact has had an impact or has affected their savings as well. We'd love to hear from you as well, from your experience on 0861 987 000. You can also tweet at Aldrin Sampier, hashtag Power Talk, and also tweet at Power FM 987. What have you seen? Any changes in your savings and what this meant for you? What is it that you had to shift around as well? 0861 987 000. Himal, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Eldrin. How are you doing?
Good. So the 2.75%, people were celebrating, of course, those who are indebted, but there is another story to the 2.75% as well.
Yes, Eldrin, there's always an other side of the coin. And and in this case, yeah, it's those the people who save and the savers that we have. And in particular, I think the hardest hit we see is those, like you said, above 55 or the retired individuals.
Okay, Imal, I'm going to put you back. The line there isn't great. 0861 987 000. We're in conversation with Himal Barbu, who's the Chief Executive Officer for Cash Investment Retail at FNB. And as I said earlier on, we've had him before on the show. And today's conversation is around the reduced interest rate of 2.75% since the start of January, and how this has had an impact on people's money, especially those who are saving or who have savings. And Imal has looked into how it has had an impact on senior citizens, 55-year-olds, and people older than that as well, and what that impact has meant for them and what it is that they've had to do. He's also going to give us some advice as well as to what you can do if you are someone who has savings and your savings have been impacted by this reduction in the interest rate. Let's try again. Himal, good morning. Let's try again.
Good morning, Eldrin. How are you doing?
Great stuff. The line is much, much better.
Thanks, man. Thanks so much. And morning to all the listeners there. So,
sure.
Yes. So your question on those on the other, you know, it's always on the other side of the coin. You know, we always see people are happy because on their debt costs have reduced. But the savers out there have probably experienced quite a bit of a hit. And the ones, what we're saying, the most hardest hit of all, especially those above 60 or 55 that have retired and accumulated a lot of savings and they live off it. So the view you see is that those that have been earning like a 6% interest rate, and if you reduced it by almost by 2.75%, that's almost a 50% knock on income that they earn on a monthly
50%.
Basis. Almost 50. We say about 45%.
Sure.
That's where the interest rate was to what it gets down to now. So as you can imagine, it's those that use interest as a form to supplement income. It really does take a knock on their month to month earnings.
Okay, so 0861 987 000. You can also tweet at Aldrin Sampier, hashtag Power Talk, and also tweet at Power FM 987. So when we look at the 45%. What impact would a 45% reduction have on somebody? Through you, Imal, just give us an example of a figure and what that would mean, 45% reduction.
So let's take, for example, now, people over 60 years, and they would have accumulated a lot of savings over the time. Their pension has paid out. And say, let's take someone who's, I'll just put a large amount, like R1 million. And previously, on earning 6% per annum, was equates to a R60,000 a year or R5,000 a month. Mm-hmm. Now, suddenly you drop that to buy 2.75% and you're earning 3.25%. So the 60,000 drops to 32,500. And you can actually see divided by 12, I mean, that is like less than, that's about just about R3,000 a month. So mm-hmm. you can see from 5,000 you're going down to about 3,000. So that's about a R2,000 knock that you would have earned in interest savings a month.
Mm-hmm. And what can these people then do to try and save as much money as they can throughout this period?
So, you know, so saving is a long-term game, and
yeah.
we should always continue to save. And the power of compound interest will ride out during the high and low interest periods. But when we come to periods like this year, and it's unfortunate that this pandemic has caused a lot of angst and pain to a lot of people around there, but we have to look at a multi-pronged approach. And it's not just about just saving, etc. But on the one side, we need to look at our expenses we can actually reduce to create some capacity in our monthly income. How do we leverage also like our rewards programs, like the eBucks programs, where we allow people to earn at day-to-day stores like Clicks and Checkers, where you buy your groceries and pharmaceutical needs, and even for fuel you can use that. So that helps alleviate your expenses as well as we start to cut out certain things we need, and you create capacity on your monthly income that you don't have to draw on that. And those are some ways combined with what I would also say is commonly people place a lot of their money in call accounts. When what we can do is also blend
in what accounts?
In our call savings accounts, so direct
okay.
savings accounts. And that usually, you know, because it's for easy access, that's great, but it's a lower interest rate than like a fixed deposit.
Mm-hmm.
So another option is for people to combine like their call money with the fixed deposits, because it gives you a higher interest rate. And that way you limit the loss on the one side of income, and then you manage your expenses on the other side to help you through this time.
Mm-hmm. I like the analogy that you also gave around if you look at a company that is in distress, look at what a company that is in distress does, and you as an individual would have to employ the same mechanisms.
Yes, I mean, and that speaks to if you look at the company, for example, in times of distress like now, apart from seeing revenue growth opportunities, they would reduce their expenses or day-to-day running costs of the business. So
mm-hmm.
if we say, let's take that to a person's life, if we say, what is our day-to-day running costs? And what can we do about it? So we can differentiate it between what is like necessary expenses and those are nice to have. And
mm-hmm.
suddenly the nice to haves are something we can lessen on. And those speaks to focusing on keeping the necessary expenses going. And it, I think like times like this, people tend to then cut down on like entertainment expenses, etc.
Mm.
that are nice to have, are good for enjoyment. But at times like this, you do question, is it necessary or not? And the necessary expenses are those living expenses that we need to get day to day, like groceries, your pharmaceutical needs, or household maintenance needs, and you know, things you need for your family. So, so in that sense, if like a business maintainer focusing on their running costs and focusing on their necessary costs, you can do it in the same way by focusing on your main living costs versus nice to have costs and spending on and like entertainment or additional clothing, etc., that you know may be unnecessary in some of these times.
Mm-hmm. But you wouldn't say reduce the money that you pay on your medical expenses, for instance?
No, and I mean, if you think of it now, it's a necessary living cost, because we need to. If you look at a pandemic time, I mean, cost of the medicines, whether if you're staying at home in quarantine or hospital care, you would need those to get through these times. And it's important to those kind of things to be seen as medical expenses, because it's looking after your life, and your life is important. And those are the things. If you look at what's your life, it's your health. Your health encompasses your healthcare, your food that you eat. Keeping yourself warm, etc. During this time, and so it's the overall well-being of oneself to continue through this time.
And then when we look at assets, for instance, and I know that and this is something that's really big in our in the black communities, where you'd find that there is what we call indlu yasekhaya or indlu enkulu, where you'd have grandma lives there. For instance, I have my grandma who lives in this huge house, 3 bedrooms, a 2 bathrooms, dining room, sitting room, and all of that. And I had a conversation with her once, like, do you really need all of these things? Do you really need such a big house? Don't you need to cut down a bit, considering that we don't visit every day? I wonder what your advice would be for people who are in such a situation, especially people who are above the 55-year-olds that we've just spoken about.
And I see that a lot in a lot of communities across our South. We over time people have developed their big homes, and they've worked their life for it, and they've developed these big homes. And you come to a point now where children have moved out, they've studied, and they're starting their own lives for themselves. And it's hard at times for older people because there's a lot of sentiment around the house, but. You know, it's one of the things that we do see people do is in they can look at the smaller retirement homes or even just smaller places where you can actually downscale to and start to unlock value in your property from the bigger one. And it's easier said than done in times like this here. There's the sentiment in well feeling in impact on the people on the homes itself, and then there's also to getting to the smaller places. So it is something that if people can plan ahead and look at, there are smaller places to go into or retirement homes which can be easier to manage, and it's also to bear in mind that people become, as they get older, it's difficult to manage the household as well, the big house, and a smaller place would be recommended. And it's just the mindset we have to look at. It is something to consider. You can unlock value from your current home into a smaller home, and actually enjoy life a bit more through that. And it's just something we need to look to overcome.
Okay, let's look at some of the solutions that you have here as well, that the bank is offering. And I know that you touched on some of them early on, but the tax-free options.
So let's look at an overall solution. So what we did for retirement, we've got a retirement value proposition as an overall option where we value over time that people have actually accumulated their savings and their investments, and we know the income reduces. So through the value that we accumulated, we do offer that their banking becomes free, first discounted and then free, depending on the amount you have. And then we expose the people to the variety of investment options available to retirees. And we know, for example, retirees are in favor of not only your call account offerings like the Money Maximizer product, which we offer for free. We also offer the fixed deposits at a preferential rate for seniors. In fact, what we've done is kept the fixed deposit rates at the high level and not passed on the 2.75% knock on the fixed deposits. And then we offer like
And the high
endowments.
level is how much?
So at the moment, and these prices change daily, at the moment it's at about 6.45% for a 12-month fixed deposit. And that's quite it's quite competitive in the market, if not the most competitive, but it is quite high. And what you've seen, we haven't passed on the 200 basis points knock, because ordinarily it would have been about 4%. And that's really to help the seniors out to maintain that form of income they earn from there. We then also offer the living annuity at a favorable price, which is typically people, they pay out their pensions and they can buy the living annuity that pays out a monthly amount to them to as an income form. And like you said, the tax-free account is part of the value proposition available to all. And what the tax-free helps is lessen the tax impact on the interest that people do earn from their savings they accumulated. And we encourage people in general to use the tax-free account to manage the to take advantage of this tax-free tax opportunity.
Okay, 061-987-000. Your tweets at Elder and St. Pierre, hashtag PowerTalk, and you can also tweet at PowerFM987. Randibeng, good morning.
Hi, how are you, sir?
Good, good. How are you doing?
Success caller, my name
is. Excuse me?
I'm first time caller, and I love your show.
Your first time caller. Your first time caller in the line isn't great, Randibeng. Let's try and get you on a different line. I'm going to go to James while we get the Randibeng on a different line. James, good morning.
Hi, Adrian. How are you?
Good, good. How's it?
I'm all right. I just wanted to share something that I've noticed that can be a quick saving overnight with DSTV and with Netflix. Let's start with Netflix. If I've got you as my friend, Adrian, me and you, we don't have to have both accounts with Netflix. We can have one account and share the login details because you are allowed two subscribers. Or two users per se. With DSTV, you've got DSTV, the normal decoder, and then you've got then the mobile DSTV, which you can log in using internet. You'll find that you and your brother, or you and me as a friend, Adrian, we both have internet in the house, and we both have the full package. Why do we do that? We can have one package. Because I've got internet anyway, I can then use the mobile one and log in on DSTV and watch the same thing. Because the TVs are smart TVs anyway. They are connected to the internet.
Yes.
So you don't have to have both. You can actually share these things with your family members.
How much have you saved through that?
I don't have DSTV because I don't believe in DSTV, Adrian. I've never had DSTV because it's a waste of money for me. It's unbelievable that people can pay 1,000 rand for the rest of their lives. It's just unbelievable. I've got Netflix. I share it with my younger sister. So she uses the other login details. And I'm paying 169, I think, that subscription. So it works.
Okay, then. Cool, cool. I wonder if there's a legal issue around that, James. Is there?
No, there can't be a legal issue. No, there can't be a legal issue. It's not their business what I'm doing. If I've got internet and I've got the decoder, I can allow you to log in.
Okay, no point taken. Randibeng, let's try again. Welcome, first time caller.
Hey, how are you, Alvin?
Good, good. How are you doing?
Sham. And I like your show. I always listen to your show each and every day.
Thank you so much.
Yes, man. My question is, maybe because of I have 32 days accounts, and you know, does it affect my like the repo that?
Okay, I get the question, although the line isn't great, but I get you. So Himal, it is about, he has a 32-day account. Does the repo rate also affect him or have an impact on his savings?
Yes, so just in simple terms, the repo rate impacts all interest pricing, except for the fixed deposit accounts. The repo rate for 32-day accounts and for savings account are linked to the repo. The interest rate is linked to the repo rate. So as repo drops, those products also drop. Whereas the fixed deposit rate is, because it says it's fixed, the day you accept the rate on that day, that rate stays for the lifetime until the fixed deposit renews again. And we'll have to check again on that day what it would be. So to answer this question, it would move with the repo rate as your even on the lending side, your loan rates also move with the repo rate. They move in tandem. Yeah.
Okay.
Thought to add on James's comments on Netflix, just to let him know FNB also offers now up to 40% back on a Netflix subscription via eBucks now. So there's another way they can benefit now. It's from 1st of July was a new value proposition launched as part of the eBucks value proposition. So you can benefit even more. Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Light, good morning.
Morning. How are you?
Good, good, Light. How are you doing?
Good man. Thanks for taking my call. For me, it's a quick one. Is it a good idea to put a lump sum on unit trust?
Okay. Himal?
So, yes, you can. For the earlier you start saving, the better for you because you can take over the long term of the time and you can allow it for accumulate. So it's always, you always can advise people to say that a lump sum is always very important that you can do because you can take advantage of growth through the period and over time. So it is a good idea to have a lump sum upfront and then you can contribute continually over time. Because as a unit trust is meant to outperform, for example, our Horizon series is meant to outperform inflation. So by having it upfront, you can then over the time period allow it to grow in it. We aim to beat inflation. And over time, you can actually benefit from the growth.
Okay, here's a tweet here from Trevor, who says that my interest rate dropped from just over 7% per annum to just above 4% per annum. The money I earned in June wasn't pleasing to the eye. I'm not okay. Need some counseling there. Just in closing, Himal, advice to senior citizens.
So I do say is to manage the finance. So apart from the views we discussed on managing the cost, but also to look out, the way we can do is to blend your financial products and to get an optimal return. So like I said earlier, keep in mind you can have a combination of call accounts plus fixed deposits to give you uplift your earning on retirements. And also to be smart about your money and ensure take advantage of all the value proposition that offers out there, of the free banking, for the rewards programs, and all of those things add up to give a better outcome for the person.
Yeah. And being able to monitor your money as well.
Yes, indeed. And I mean, we've have that all on our app in via what we call a My Investments tab, etc., where people can actually see how their funds are doing and how they're growing, and all in one place.
Oh, okay. Thank you so much, Himal. Unfortunately, sorry, we seem to have a problem here technically. Apologies for that, Himal. But sure. Appreciate your time. Himal Barbu, who is the Chief Executive Officer of Cash Investment Retail at FNB.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.